60 miles from El Paso. Feeling lonesome as can be. Driving further from the heartache that was slowly killing me. I left at 4 a.m. last Monday. I filled my tank at Luther's store. I might be checking in come Sunday. I know by then she'll walk the floor. She has it still inside her skull that I am hers and she is mine. She's dead on empty and I am full. Broken dreams and homemade wine. There's a kid who plays the squeeze box on the border bridge on the water side. He dances to the beat, but no shoes on his feet, to the music that he makes as I drive by. And I felt just like the devil the whole night's pool. Right this second, I feel I'm fine. My tank is dead on empty, but I am full. A broken dream. Homemade wine. I can hear her from the boxcar that I ride. Her voice is in my brain, making music with this train that will soon take me to the other side. She might think that I'm coming back to hold her close and stop her crying. This freight train's traveling down a southbound track full of broken dreams and homemade wine. Just broken dreams and homemade wine. Broken dreams.